another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe C. Mandel, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by Major Jack Meeker. He is with the Strategic Plans Branch at National Guard Bureau, but you're also a Washington Army National Guard officer, and you are on a AGR Title 10 tour at NGB, supporting strategic plans, not just for the Washington Guard, but nationally. So he's here today to talk about it, that experience, how he got involved, and how others can take tours at NGB. Hey, Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Long time listener, first time caller. Big fan of the show.
Not your first time on the show. Yeah. You were on the show when it was an audio version back here when you were in the G5 office.
That's true.
So real quick intro and background on yourself.
So Jack Meeker, I'm been a Washington Guardsman since about 2017. Was a Florida Guardsman before that. Background before the Guard was a clinical social worker, and that kind of gets into how I got interested in the Guard as well, because I knew I wanted to work with military populations and veteran populations, and I thought that a little bit of experience in uniform would be helpful for that. So I thought 1 week a month, 2 weeks a year, not a huge imposition on my clinical rotation. And so I went to State OCS in Florida, got picked up to go to support for 20th Group there, and then ended up spending a lot more time on active duty than I expected. Tried to kind of dial the tempo down by coming over to Washington, and then COVID happened and kind of got brought in there. Huge fan of the Washington Guard, what you're doing there. Commanded Alpha 181 most recently before coming out on this tour.
Yeah, and how did you learn about the Guard?
So I actually was attending a blast injuries and trauma training for clinicians, and there was a National Guard infantry company that just come back from a deployment that was there, and I chatted with them a little bit. My wife had just been laid off. This was like the 2008 financial crisis, and went back to her dream sheet and joined the Air Force active duty. And I actually went with her at the same time to talk about potentially joining the Air Force Reserve or something like that, and found out that there are weight standards for joining the military. And at the time, I weighed about 310 pounds. And so I had to lose about 100. And so that took about 8 months. And by the time that I had done that, she had already kind of gotten settled in. I went through that training, was talking with the Guard, and we realized that that would probably be a better match for what we were doing there in Florida. So ended up working with a recruiter and with a recruiter there and joining the Florida National Guard.
Yeah. And so you kind of already mentioned you're a Washington Guardsman. You commanded Alpha 181. You were here in the G5 office for a little while, but now you're at National Guard Bureau.
Right.
So first question, what kind of led you to take a tour at National Guard Bureau?
So when I had been teaching at OCS for a little bit when COVID happened, and knew a guy named Major Steve Riley, who was tapped by Colonel Daly, who had just come back from SAMS, to start like a COVID planning team. And so he brought me into that. And from there, I started to learn a lot more about things that the Guard does that the Army does as well, that I wasn't aware of. So, Colonel Daly was bringing all of this, you know, systems theory, staff analysis stuff from, that he had learned at the School of Advanced Military Studies. It was really interesting to me, given the social work background. And so by the time that, OPT wrapped up, there was an opportunity to come in as Deputy G5, which is what I ended up doing. And so I interviewed and got hired and worked with Colonel Daly on writing the Washington Army Guard strategic plan and then establishing the campaign plan. Was thinking that was just going to be a part-time thing, but during that time also found out about the Army Strategist career field, which is Functional Area 59. And so I applied to their selection process, which is this thing they call pre-BSAP, BSAP being the Basic Strategic Arts Program, which is the qualification course for Army Strategists. And so working with Colonel Daly, I ended up applying for that and getting accepted to that. And that comes with a two-year utilization tour up here at Guard Bureau. I was straightforward with Colonel Daly and with General Sellers about, you know, hey, I there's a possibility that this might be a, you know, Title 10 AGR where I end up kind of continuing out there beyond that utilization tour. And they were very supportive of whatever works best for the family and for, you know, kind of where we're at. And so when they offered that, I ended up taking that. And so now I am working on the Title 10 AGR side and will be out here, you know, through the end of my active federal service and pension. Although very likely and hopefully rotating back to Washington for at least a tour or two in that period of time.
Yeah. So talk about that experience, right? I mean, many of us visit NGB for very various reasons, right? For us, yeah. It's public affairs. We're going there to talk to the director, the assistant director, and that kind of stuff. What's that experience like for you?
So it has been different from what I expected. So in the strategic plan cell, I got first assigned to work on governance forums. So we have these things called readiness advisory councils that are tag-led forums on a variety of issues that advise the director of the Army Guard on things like maneuver, recruiting, training. They're broken into a couple different lines of effort. But so the first thing that I ended up doing was, you know, coordinating these groups that had 10 general officers on them, including three or four tags, setting up those meetings and then got asked to do some research and development for a series of papers by the director of the Army Guard. So the level of engagement at those senior levels was much higher, much faster than I expected coming out to Guard Bureau. And I think that is true for a lot of the folks that come out here, whether you're coming out here for a functional area like the FA-50s or the force managers or FA-59s, the strategists or FA-49s, the ORSAs like Colonel Allen. Or if you're just coming out on an ADOS tour that somebody picks up through like a tour of duty, because there's a lot of those positions that are offered for specific projects. It's nice because you are working at the policy and resourcing bureau for the National Guard. So most of what you're working on is at that level to support the states through effective policy, effective resourcing, those kinds of things. So it's been a great experience.
Yeah. Do you find the networking, obviously National Guard is one of the biggest networking groups in the country. Do you find the networking there that you're doing is just above and beyond even at what we would have at the state level?
You know, it's interesting. There has been a great fusion between some of the networks I was able to develop at the state, especially working in the G5 shop, but also working, you know, with from, you know, 181 and coordinating with other BSB staffs, other logistics staffs around the Guard. I think networking is one of those most critical things to being in the Guard, because so much of what we do doesn't rely on traditional command structures the way that the active component does. Even Guard Bureau, as an example, it's not a headquarters. The director of the Army Guard does not command the National Guard. He represents the chief of Guard Bureau in all the Army corporate processes, how we do policy and resourcing and things like that. So because of that, you know, if you think back to the leadership manual, it talks about, you know, you can get compliance or you can get commitment from people, right? Compliance is like, hey, I'm in charge and I'm telling you to do this thing. And commitment is I see this purpose that we're working on together and I'm motivated to do it on my own. And that I think is so much more important in the Guard. And so because of that, you need networks of individuals who kind of see problems the same way, or you can find, you know, mutually beneficial opportunities to work on things. That being said, it is definitely expanded up at Guard Bureau, because I'm working now with representatives from all the 54 states and territories of the Army National Guard, and making connections across those lines, and really getting to work with some really fascinating and intelligent, hardworking folks from that end.
Yeah. So I know there's always tours, right? There's what you're doing is an EGR tour. There's a thing called an OTOT, a one-time tour, to National Guard Bureau. Those are usually a year or two. What are some of those opportunities for younger guardsmen who might be interested in doing a tour at NGB?
Sure. So the two things that I would look at if you're interested in potentially coming out for a tour at NGB is first and foremost, tour of duty, which I don't know if you've done a link to that in the show notes or anything in the past, but
we'll put it in the notes.
Yeah. There you, so and if you do a search there for Arlington, Virginia or Garbureau, you can usually find most of the positions there. And for those, you'll see the specific shop that it's in and what the position description is. The other kind of a good source to look at would be the broadening opportunities program catalog that comes out from the Army Guard G357 training branch. And that includes a lot of interesting fellowships and opportunities that people may not be aware of that they exist even, right? So I wasn't aware of the Army Strategist Program until I was applying for it. You know, and there's two ways of doing that. You can do that through the way that I did, which is what we call pre-BSAP, where you come in to kind of audition and write some papers and do some interviews. But you can also do something called the Harvard Strategist Program, where you put in an application, HQDA reviews the board, and then they'll send you to Harvard for a master's. And then you'll go back and do a two-year utilization tour at headquarters Department of the Army as a strategic planner to kind of pay back that commitment. But within that broadening opportunities catalog, there's a lot of other great things. So like the legislative fellowship is available mm-hmm. for both NCOs and officers. That will have you do a master's up here and then go work actually at a congressman's office, either a senator or representative, for a year as their staff, and then come back and do a utilization tour in the legislative liaison directorate. There's a lot of really cool things there. So I would say those are the two places to start to really look in at opportunities. If you're a younger guardsman and you're thinking that, hey, I'm looking at potentially, you know, doing this as a broadening post company command, a lot of them are going to be post company command on the officer side. But that would be the way to kind of map that out, I think, and get started with what those opportunities are.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, I mean,
It's a great tour. My only gripe every time I go to NGB is I'm not a Dunkin' Donuts fan. Sorry for everybody that likes Dunkin' Donuts, but I drink my Starbucks pretty regularly.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's DC is an area that you're either going to love or hate. Right. I know a lot of folks who love it. We've settled in here from the family perspective. And, you know, I think that part of the only reasons that I really ended up staying, because I the Washington Guard has been such a fantastic and supportive community, but I wasn't from Washington originally, right? So I didn't have a lot of family in that area. And so, you know, most of my family's out on the East Coast, and so it's a little bit closer for them. So I think for the average Washington Guardsman who probably has some more, you know, good connections, planning on coming out here and doing a year or two and then coming back, you'll come back with a lot of really, really good experience. And to your point, network and connections that you might not otherwise, whether you remain in as a Title 32 AGR or go back to being a traditional Guardsman afterwards. The traffic's a thing, right? Commute in, it can be challenging from time to time. The area is, about as expensive as a lot of areas in Washington are. So there's that aspect of it. But the quality of, you know, the museums, the schools, the things that you have access to working in the national capital, especially if you're somebody who likes history, you like, you know, like a lot of us in the Guard do, that sense of connection to something kind of bigger than us, at least, you know, coming out here on a visit or a short tour can really help with building a lot of those connections to our lineage and where we're coming from and where we're going as an organization, because you're writing a lot of the strategic direction here.
Yeah, and I think you said it best earlier. The networking is incredible. The people Absolutely. You meet, the opportunities you get. It's always good to have people know, hey, there's opportunities there too. If you're not finding one here in state, they're always here though.
Absolutely, and those things can actually help you too find opportunities back right at the state as well. One thing that I recommend anybody coming out of NGB is make sure that your state connections are solid while you're here, that you identify what are the priorities of the state, recognizing that you're working for Garbureau and you're working for the entire enterprise while you're here. But there is no downside to helping keep people informed on things that they're interested in. So leveraging that opportunity to make sure that we have that connection, I think is important across the 54 for how we look at kind of what Garbureau is and where that fits in our talent management, is helping people to build that perspective on both sides of how the Guard is led, right? From the policy and resourcing side up here, and then from the actual command of units and command at the state level.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate you joining us, Jack, and we'll definitely make sure to put the information for Tour of Duty in the notes. We could also put the information for your job, the career field 59, strategic planning, in the notes. If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more, give us a comment and make sure to subscribe for future videos. And thanks, Jack, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.